Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're alive, Descendants. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Chapter 7. Bury the Past. Part 2 of 2.
I'm sorry, Mira Amsel. There's nothing I can do about Vera. You've come a long way, I know. But to change things now might endanger her further.
That's it, then?
Family or not, that's how it has to be.
If Vera dies, that'll be on you. You know the rules. It'd be like you killed her yourself.
I'm not pulling the trigger. And if secrecy is your priority, how would it look if I pulled her out now? Like I said before, the game continues.
So that's it?
That's all I can do. It's how this place has to work in order to live on.
And what do you think the families would think of what's going on here?
What does their opinion matter anymore? The old world is dead. Along with whatever it stood for.
Yeah, I see why you'd want that.
How so?
I don't think they'd approve of all that's happening here and how you built this place.
Well, good thing I have a new family now.
Your little animal pack.
Exactly.
Then there's no reasoning with you.
Or I with you.
All right. Well, thank you for at least hearing me out.
Of course, of course. I owe you that. Wait, where are you going?
Back downstairs.
Oh, no. You can't leave.
What? Why?
You might be tempted to get involved. The games can't be disrupted. I leave you alone, and who knows what you might try.
All right. Well, if that's the case, I guess I will just...
Stop her! Mira, where are you going? Mira!
She left us? What the hell?
Don't let any of them leave.
Hey!
Uh-oh. Arms in the air, now!
Don't you dare reach for your guns.
She just ran out of here.
We got one running down the stairwell. Stop her!
Fuck this.
Oh, no!
Oh, you son of a bitch!
I said arms in the air, hombre!
Do it! Oh, ho, ho. Thanks for the new gun! Damn! Look at this thing! Shiny!
Get your hands off her!
I'm warning you.
Or what, old man? Hey, boy, check out this golden piece here. Ooh, I'll take that knife too. Hand over everything. If you have anything else, I will find it. All right, now you, arms up.
Ow!
Stop the woman heading down from the penthouse, but don't kill her. Dart or taser if you have to.
Looks like your talk went really well. You, next.
I don't have anything else.
Can I help him up?
Do it.
I've collected all their weapons.
Here, wipe the blood off his chin.
Well, then I got nothing to spit in your face with.
Feisty old man. Even after all that.
Well, you should have seen what I did to the last person who messed with my gun.
Shirley Two. The man with the golden gun. Where'd you get this?
It was a gift.
I'll take it, Walrus. For safekeeping.
As long as I know who to gut to get it back.
Bert, really?
I like this one. Jackal and Turtle, take the other two downstairs to the holding pen. I don't need them running around till after the games are over. Walrus, get Mira back now. Do not let her out of this building.
All guards at the doors. No one leaves unless I say. And I mean no one.
Didn't work out, did it? You two, move.
I knew this was a bad idea. They're gonna drag us off and we won't be seen again.
Please. I would have far more interesting ways of dealing with you than just a bullet. Just look what I have at my disposal out there.
That's comforting.
So, I'm staying here.
Mm-hmm. Jackal, why don't you put them up in one of my luxury suites?
Seriously?
Why not? Let them have a good view.
You heard her. Go on now.
I'm not going anywhere without Bert.
Aw, shucks.
There's always the cells in the basement. Your choice.
I'll be fine, Kelly. Just go.
I'm only going to talk with your friend.
You better not do anything to him.
Kel, we got no choice.
Out. Now.
Fine.
You have very interesting friends. Loyal. Nice to see.
Uh-huh.
50 cal Desert Eagle. And gold at that. This is one of a kind.
I'm gonna get that back. Just letting you know now.
You know, I actually believe you. Shirley Two? What happened to number one?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Actually, I would. Sounds like a hell of a story. Bet you got plenty of those.
Ha!
Why don't you tell me a few? Not going anywhere. Come in here. Sit. Sit.
I'd rather stand.
You want something to drink?
No thanks.
You sure? I got plenty to choose from.
Doesn't matter.
Why?
Well, I promised her I wouldn't.
Huh. Shirley? Interesting. You never told me your name. Might be a good place to start.
Bert.
You look like a Bert. All right, Bert. What's your story?
Fuck my story. You killed Alex.
I've had to kill lots of people. Way of life out here.
So have I. But nothing like this shit.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm sorry. It was nothing personal. This is my business.
Then your business sucks.
You have no filter, do you?
find her.
Oh, shit, Riley. Where are you?
Jackpot! Yep, yep, keep it coming, keep it coming.
Whoa, Riley, Mira,
I'm actually winning if you can believe it. Where are the others?
We need to go.
Where is everyone else?
We need to go.
What? Let me just grab my chips.
Just keep walking. This way. Keep looking down.
What happened? Tell me.
Calm down. They're okay. Look, I'll explain in a minute. We need to get out of the building. Ah, I wish we had left you with a pistol.
What happened?
Shh. We got eyes. There's a door. Come on.
Sorry, ladies. No one can leave for the moment. We're on a strict lockdown. Hey, hey, what are you doing?
What?
Come on.
You just...
Yeah, I got a few moves. Hurry up. We need to get as far away from this building as possible and find a place to hide. They're going to be looking for us.
But the others, they're still up
like
there.
Like I said, they're safe for now.
And the kids in the arena?
I couldn't do anything for them. Yet. Come on, time for plan B.
And what's that exactly?
I'm piecing it together.
You might as well just sit and relax, Bert. You're not going anywhere for a while.
They're out there, right now.
Nicholas and Vincent are in that dome over there. And Vera and Lisa are by the river, in that area over there. Hard to see this late at night.
Oh, man.
There's some footage from today, if you want to see. They're doing quite well.
Look at that! The contenders in the heartland, Vera and Lisa, blending right into the river's embankment. The bulls can't even see them. Very clever. The water and dirt mask their smell. And hell, I can't even tell where those two are in the mud right now.
Mira asked you to set them free and you said piss off, right?
I told her... There's nothing I can do at this point. There's too much already on the line. Maintaining order here isn't always easy.
Uh-huh.
And that's nothing compared to this little stunt in Winter Wonderland. After taking down one of the large females, the male Yetis bore down on the contenders, forcing them to climb. What do Vincent and Nick do? They light a fire in the tree, all while getting knocked around. Truly a nail-biter, wasn't it?
Your guardians have lasted a lot longer than most. If they're resourceful enough, they'll make it out. It has happened before.
Alex didn't.
And he will be remembered. Etched into the history of this place. If we all would be so lucky. Most in this world will die and fade away. Forgotten, as if they never even existed.
Well, not all of us.
Oh, come on. That's the lie of the world. Everyone thinks they're so important. But once they're gone, memories of them fade away. Very few ever get the privilege to make a dent in history.
That's what you think you're doing here?
Maybe. In time. And with enough effort. This place is only the beginning. Until then, I continue to build what I can, securing a place for me and those I choose to be by my side. You're lucky to have such loyal friends, those who stick with you through it all. That's who you hold as close as you can. How else could anyone survive in a world that never stops trying to bury you over and over?
Alex was my friend. And look what you did to him.
Well, for that, I'm sorry. And I hope for your sake, the others do make it out.
Right.
Sadly, it wasn't all fireworks in the arenas, as we are one team down. Alex and Dot. Another victim to the depths of Waterworld and the Sea Dogs.
Life is so short, and keeps getting shorter over time. And it doesn't get any easier.
Maybe I will take that drink.
That's what I thought. To those who are still fighting, and to those we've lost.
It's a true shame we never got to see what Alex and Dot were capable of. Many a contender has gone below, never to emerge.
Is that you? Did you just say my name?
Dot.
I'm okay. I think.
So dark in here, I can't tell.
Please tell me I don't have to go back in the water.
Dot.
Where are we? Is this where the Great went? I can't see a damn thing in here. What is this? Another tunnel? Ow, it's concrete.
Dot.
I just need a rest for a minute. Just a minute. Are they coming through? Shit, they're gonna come up and get us. We need to do
it. Dot.
What is this?
Dot!
Sorry. It's closed now. I didn't know.
Dot.
So, that seals the grate.
Dot.
We're completely out of the arena? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know where to go?
Dot.
Was that... You found it?
Dot.
No, wait. Say that again.
Dot.
Someone
dot.
Told you? Why do I keep asking you these things?
Dot.
That's it? Who?
Well, whoever it was, I guess they don't have to worry about you telling anyone else.
Hold up. We still got the rope tied between us. Easy.
Where are you taking us? It's pitch black. Wait, what is this? You saved my crossbow? Only 2 arrows left. Better than nothing. Where does this go? More infected? Ow! Come on! Stop! I need to know where you're dragging me! Where are we going now?
Out.
Out? Another word? You can get us out of here? That's where this leads?
Dot?
You're sure?
Dot?
I guess I'll just have to trust you. Again. I can't even see where...
Dot!
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't know what I was grabbing.
Dot.
How about instead of pulling the rope, take my hand, that'd make it a lot easier? All right, much better. Lead the way. You know, for someone as rough as you are, you have soft hands.
Dot.
Descendants will continue after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now, back to Descendants.
We've been down here forever. You sure this is the way? Maybe we should have gone left when it split off?
Dot.
Okay. I'll stop arguing. Ugh. This place is a freaking maze. We're never getting out of here. Gonna end up in some other arena, or worse.
Dot.
You know, it'd be a lot easier if I knew where the hell we were. Are you able to see where you're going? Can you see in the dark or something?
Dot.
Did you have to do that a lot? Back where you came from? That city that they were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That must have been rough. I can't imagine what it was like for you. Thanks for pulling me through all that. Damn near drowned, but thanks.
Dot.
Even if we do end up wandering down here forever... Is that... Wait. I think I can see some light coming up from ahead. It's not much, but... Wait. Go slow. And quiet. We don't know what it could be.
Dot.
Oh, shit. I think it's the outside. It's almost night? How long have we been down here? Quietly. It is outside. I don't see any of Prim. We must be past the walls. What about the grate? It's sealed off.
Dot, Dot.
Still got your knife? You think it'll work? Got it. I'll push, you pry. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quietly. In 3, 2... Wait! There's a lock on it. Big-ass lock. Shit. There's no way now. We're stuck, and... Stop, stop, stop! Someone's coming. Hide, hide.
Tut!
Get down, I got this. I got him.
Dot!
Holy shit, you almost shot me.
Dot!
Will? What the hell? How did you...
It worked. You're here.
Mm-hmm.
They all think you're dead. We need to hurry. I have to get back before they know I'm gone. Move aside. I stole the key.
You? You're the one who helped Dot?
Uh-huh. Once I saw she was going into Waterworld, I knew there was a chance of getting her out through the water inlet. Glad to see you made it, too.
When did you do that?
At the blood draw. I whispered where to go. I was worried you may not have understood me.
And you couldn't tell anyone else?
I couldn't risk it. If they ever forced you to talk...
And that's not a problem with her.
Exactly.
Dot, dot.
Why are you doing all this, Will?
Like I said, it's cruel what they do. From what I knew of Dot before, I figured she could make it. Wasn't sure about you.
Gee, thanks.
At least you can tell others now. Would have been hard for Dot on her own.
Dot, Dot.
All right, we're past the wall, and it's dark. No one should see you.
What the hell do we do now?
What do you think? Go. Get help. And don't let them catch you.
Why don't you come with us?
I can't leave this place, but you can. No one will be looking for you two, and I need to put the key back.
I mean, I guess we can do the best we can, but on foot? There's nothing for miles.
This is all I can do. For now.
Dot, Dot.
Well, thanks, Will.
Good luck.
Dot.
Look out through the bushes. Can anyone see us?
Dot.
The walls of Prim are pretty far off. They probably can't spot us, but we gotta be careful. Where do we go from here? Just away from Prim? You don't know?
Dot.
Well, that way is east, away from the city. We need to get as far away by morning as possible. Wow. I never knew the city stretched this far. Come on, let's get up this hill, see if we can get a better view. You still have the backpack? Any food in there? Good. Save it. I don't know how long it might be until we find something. But where the hell do we go from here? Maybe back to Westport? Get help for the others?
Dot, Dot, Dot.
You're right. Let's just focus on getting away from here. We ain't out of the woods yet.
Dot, Dot.
Oh, right. Infected are still out here in the desert too, and I only have one arrow left for the crossbow. Wonderful. It just never ends, does it?
Dot, Dot.
At least we got each other. Damn. Prim really is huge. Get down!
Dot!
No, no. They're not firing at us. It's coming from over there. There's some sort of camp at the backside of the city. Are those people?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So many. What is happening to them?
Dot.
What? What? Something wrong with your back? Are you...
Dot.
Oh. Those are scars? You were whipped?
Mm-hmm.
That's how she runs this place? You were one of them?
Dot.
Disgusting. I don't think there's much we can do right now with one crossbow shot and a knife. Maybe we can make it to Westport. Tell them about it. Maybe they can do something.
Dot?
Yeah, but we'd have to make it there first. Come on. Let's get the hell away from this place.
Dot, Dot.
We'll get help, and when we come back, we'll burn this place to the ground.
To be continued in the next episode of We're Alive, Descendants. And now a word from our sponsors.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Austin Trace as Alex.
Scott Marvin as Bert.
Claire Dodin as Riley.
Tammy Klein as Kelly.
Otto Sturk as Victor.
Carol Kaufman as Mira.
Briarly Bishop as Doc.
Sam Skolnick as Will.
Gigi Guisado as the Boar.
Josh Petersdorf as Walrus.
William Leon as Jackal.
Hattie Williams as Animal Guard.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by
Phil Nieto,
Masaka Malimba,
Kyle Pottig,
Shannon Zimmerman,
Hero Carlisle.
Produced by K.C. Wayland. Editing and sound design by Gino Jang. Infected sound design by Michael Keane and Gino Jang. Assistant editing by Tim Mulhern. Mastered by Victoria Cheng and Gino Jang. Original music by Robert Mai and Danny Burkhoff-Hopkins. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor, Gino Jang. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager and videographer, Gino Jang. co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief Marketing Officer, Callum Dougherty. Marketing Assistant, Hattie Quinlan. Network Liaison, Tom Park. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. Access exclusive content and lore on our Patreon and follow us on social media for regular updates. Special thanks to our patrons for making this series possible. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.